This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis and public health officials were on hand to accept the first shipment of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine at the state lab in Denver this morning.
Oh, let's go. This is the Pfizer vaccine arriving here in Colorado to end the pandemic.
Frontline healthcare workers in Fort Collins are receiving some of the first doses today. CDOT is set to pay up to $15 million to the contractor hired to rebuild I-70 in Denver. But there's an upside for taxpayers, as CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The contractor wanted nearly $140 million in extra payments from CDOT, citing project cost overruns. Now, the parties have tentatively settled on a much smaller amount, $12.5 million to $15 million. And the deal, first reported by the Denver Post, also means any future overruns will be the company's responsibility. The $1.2 billion project is set to wrap up in 2023. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Former Avalanche general manager Pierre Lacroix died yesterday at the age of 72. No cause of death was given. He brought two Stanley Cups to Denver after overseeing the team's move from Quebec in 1995, and he spent 7 years as the Avalanche president. It is 29 degrees in Denver, 28 degrees in Vail, 25, and light snow currently in Grand Junction.